Captain Crispy. Something smells good.
Good morning, Islanders. Well, because it's our last day at Holiday Biocom, I thought I'd whip up a nice barbecue breakfast for everybody. I hope you're hungry.
I love barbecues.
I am starving. I am also always hungry.
Is that your stomach that hurts?
Always. But you know what I'm also really, really excited for? To figure out what our last clue is on the island and learn more about Jesus. Yeah, what a week we have had. I hope you Islanders at home have enjoyed it as well. You know, while Captain Crispy is finishing off breakfast, maybe we should take a recap.
Day one reminded us that there is one God and ruler over all things.
Yes, day one, one true God. And then day two, that was the omni words. Omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent.
And that reminded us that God is all-knowing, mm-hmm. He is everywhere, and He is all-powerful. And then day three, nearly forgot day three. Mm. Day three, how could I forget? Day three was the crown.
Yes.
He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and ruler over everything.
Yeah.
The entire universe.
And then yesterday, well, of course, yesterday was the heart. And that reminded us of how much God loves us, that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die to pay the price for our sins. And if we put our trust and our faith in Him, then we will get to heaven.
What an amazing week we have had. But before we start learning anything else, how about we sing our Mystery Island song?
Yes, let's go! Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He holds us in His hand.
Matthew and Sarah, where are you going to today? So we've done Chameleon Cave.
Yeah.
Octopus Inlet.
Check.
The Great White Gulf.
Check.
Jellyfish Lagoon.
Check.
Although they've all been the same place.
Don't tell him that though, he doesn't know.
And today is Macaw Mountain. Let's see if he actually takes us somewhere different.
Do you know where Macaw Mountain is?
Of course I do, guys. Follow me.
Here we go.
Way.
Here we go, Macaw Mountain.
This is very lovely.
Thank you so much. I wonder what it's going to be today, Matthew. Look. A diamond! What?
Another one of her favourite things.
I also love diamonds. I'm a girl, what do you expect? What does a diamond teach us about Jesus? Well, why don't you guys grab a bit of breakfast and follow me over to the lighthouse, and I will tell you from the Bible more about the clue of the diamonds.
Excellent idea. Islanders here and at home, before we go, let's do our prayer, Joe.
P-R-A-Y.
Our Father, we thank you for this, the last day of Holiday Bible Club. We thank you for your blessing over this past 4 days. And for this day, our Father, we ask for a new blessing. We pray you bless Karen, give her help as she would give us a lesson from your word. And you would bless the boys and girls as they would listen. So, our Father, be with us throughout the day, we ask. In Jesus' worthy and precious name, amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the lighthouse.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to the lighthouse. Today is our last day at the lighthouse, and so the final clue to uncover. So let's see if we can find out more about the diamond that Matthew and Sarah discovered at Macaw Mountain. Did you know that a diamond is the hardest substance on earth? Diamonds are also very valuable, and they cost a lot of money. The word diamond means indestructible. Do you know, Islanders, that reminds me of God. God is indestructible, and God is by far the most valuable thing on earth. God never changes. The Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, he'll never leave us or forsake us, because the Bible promises that he will never leave us or forsake us. God is all things great and good. Because God is holy, we can trust him. Because God is love, we can trust him. Because God is all things great and good, we can trust him. There is nobody else or nothing else that we can trust like we can trust God. I want to tell you today at the Lighthouse about a boy in the Bible who trusted God, and he found God to be all things great and good, just like we have been talking about. So this is a story about a battle between two people. The big guy is called Goliath, and the little guy, he's a teenage boy called David. Goliath represents the Philistine army, and David represents the Israelite army. The Israelites were God's special people, and the Philistines were their enemy. Every day, the Philistines would line up at one side of the mountain, and the Israelites would line up at the other side of the mountain, and there was a valley in between. And every day, Goliath, the big guy, he had his helmet on to protect his head, his armor on to protect his body, and his javelin in his hand. He was ready for battle. And every day he stepped out to the front of the Philistine army and he shouted to the Israelites that someone would come and fight him. We can read in the Bible exactly what Goliath shouted. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants? But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. Goliath wanted to make a deal with the Israelites. He wanted one other person to come and to fight him. If the Philistines won, the Israelites would have to serve them. But if the Israelites won, the Philistines would serve them. Now, the leader of the Israelite army at that time was King Saul. And King Saul and all the Israelites were so afraid of Goliath that nobody would go and fight him. But there was an Israelite family. And the father of this family was called Jesse. And Jesse had 8 sons, and 3 of these sons were in the Israelite army. But there was another son, the youngest son, and the youngest son was called David. And David was a shepherd boy, and David stayed at home and he looked after his father's sheep. One day, Jesse called David to come to take some food to his 3 older brothers and the other soldiers in the Israelite army. So David came and got the food, and off he headed to the battlegrounds. Now when David got there, he just arrived in time, the time that Goliath was coming out to the front of the Philistine army, and he was shouting for somebody to come and fight him. And David watched what was going on, and David was very upset. David could see that Goliath was making a mockery of God's people, the Israelites, and this really annoyed David. Before long, David was taken in front of King Saul. David asked King Saul, "Why is everybody so scared? I will go and fight Goliath." Now I wonder what King Saul must have thought as he looked at David, the little shepherd boy that thought that he could fight the big warrior Goliath. Well, King Saul did not think that David could fight Goliath, but this is what David said. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. So David was telling King Saul that he had been fighting bears and lions when he was looking after his father's sheep, and it is God that helps him, and that God would be the same God that was going to help him defeat Goliath. So King Saul, he agreed that he would let David go. But before David went, King Saul gave David a helmet and a coat of armour, and he got him ready for battle. But David said, "No, I cannot go with these." David felt that he couldn't go and fight with all this armour. So he left it all back and he took a staff in his hand, and he had his little bag, and he lifted 5 stones from the brick and he put them in his little bag, and he had his sling, and off he went. Do you know, boys and girls, Goliath saw David coming, and I'm sure when he saw somebody coming to fight him for the battle, he couldn't believe his eyes. He had waited for 40 days and nobody had been brave enough, and now all of a sudden this little shepherd boy was heading towards him. Well, Goliath started to laugh and make fun of David. This is what David said to Goliath. "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." David knew that he had God with him, and that was far more than any armour or any sword that Goliath could ever have. And he went on, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thee thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." David was saying he wasn't going to only kill Goliath, he was going to chop off his head and give it to the wild beasts of the earth. Well, I imagine Goliath was so mad by this stage, and Goliath started to come for David. And do you think David ran away? No, absolutely not. David's trust was in God, and he wasn't scared one tiny bit. So David headed for Goliath, and Goliath headed for David. And David got one of the little stones that he had picked up, and he put it in a sling. And he went round and round and round, whoa, and away the stone went. And it hit Goliath right in the middle of the head, and Goliath fell to the ground, dead. David had won. David had killed Goliath with one stone and his little sling. The Israelite army were so glad when they looked and seen that Goliath was dead. But was David finished? What did David say he would do? Yeah, he had to cut off his head. So David went to Goliath and cut off his head. Well, when the Philistine army seen this, they turned and ran away. They were so scared. Who was scared now? The Philistines were the ones that were scared, and they ran away. See, David trusted God, and David won the battle because God was on his side. We have been discovering this week who God is, and we could have many, many more days talking about who God is, and we still would have many, many more days to go, because really, boys and girls, it's only when we get to heaven and we see him face to face that we will truly understand how amazing and how wonderful our God is. God is faithful. God is perfect, powerful, great, good and caring. God is a big God. David knew this. Things happen in life that we don't understand, and we have many, many questions about different things. But in all of this, we have a God that we can trust. You know, boys and girls, this is the God that I trust. And as a little girl of 8 years old, I realised who God was. I realised that I was a sinner and that I needed to ask God into my life to take my sin away and accept him as my saviour. And I did that. And boys and girls, that was the best decision I have ever made. I have let God down many times, but God has never let me down. I have found him to be all the things that we have been talking about this week. And if you remember what Catherine was saying yesterday, accept, believe, forever receive. And I hope that this week you will realise who God is and you will put your trust and your faith in him.
Isn't it so amazing that we can trust God completely, 100%, and he will never, ever let us down?
Yeah. And if you are a Christian and have trusted in God to have your sins forgiven, you can know that he will always take care of you.
That reminds me of another song. Be bold, be strong. Do you want to join in?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's sing.
Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid.
No, no, no.
I am not dismayed.
Not me.
Come on, walk in faith and victory. Come on, walk in faith and victory. For the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong.
Verse 5 and 6 remind us that we can trust God and he will take care of us.
Yes, and yesterday we finished the verses, so I think we could practice them after 3 again today. What do you think? After 3. 1, 2, 3.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Excellent. I think we could take some words away. That was easy. We can do it.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
What do you think? Do you think we can take away some words this time?
Yes.
No bother.
Let's go. After 3, 1, 2, 3.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
I can't believe we've done so well.
You've done really well.
We have went from not knowing this verse at all to learning it in 5 days.
Yeah, 2 verses.
Yeah.
My goodness. Mm-hmm.
And imagine what all the kids have learned at home. All of our other Islander friends too.
Yeah.
But do you want to make it one step harder?
Do it.
Let's take all the words away
this
time.
Okay. Let's do it.
We can do it. We can.
Right, after 3. 1, 2, 3.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Wow, Islanders, you are so amazing. And Islanders at home, if you've been saying it, and you can say it all on your own, get your mum and dad to take a video of you, send it in, and we'll feature a Mystery Island Extra Shows later tonight, and maybe you could get a prize for saying it.
No.
Can we get prizes?
Well, it depends. We'll see.
No.
We have to send them in a video.
Firstly, we must go over for the last day with Rhonda.
Oh.
The last day of Deep Sea Crafts. Let's go!
Hello, Islanders. Welcome back to Deep Sea Crafts. I can't believe it's our last craft already. But I hope you enjoyed making them all, and I have one last craft for us to make today. This is a really good one because it's going to help us to remember lots of things that we have learned about God this week. If I said to you, God is, what words would you use to finish that sentence? You might say, God is love, God is kind, God is patient, God is perfect. There's a never-ending list of words that we could use to describe our amazing God. And when we think of God and His goodness, it makes us want to thank Him and to praise Him. He also helps us through tough times. He is our rock, and that means that He is faithful and that we can depend on Him. And that's what our craft is about today. We're going to decorate a little pebble. We have lots of those in Mystery Island. And we're going to write on it, God is my rock. And then there are lots of little cards that we can display in our little display stand that we're going to use our rock for. So let's get started. You need to have a look in your Islander pack and find your Friday bag. And inside, you will find a pebble, a pipe cleaner, and some cards which you need to cut out. And these little cards have lots of different words that we have learned about this week and that we can learn from the Bible, which tell us about God. And there are also some little Bible verses on those cards as well. So first thing that you need to do is take your pebble, and you will need some felt tips to do this. So I'm going to choose four different colours, and I'm going to write God is my rock and use a different colour for each one. And you can choose whatever colours you want to do this. You need to find a nice flat part of your pebble to write on. And you can decorate it as well, and you can draw some other little pictures or colour in the back of your rock if you want to. So I have written on mine, God is my rock. So that's our first part done. So we'll set that down to dry a little bit while we cut out our cards. There are some little dotty lines along the cards to help you to cut those out. And when you have them all cut out, you can just arrange them in a little pile. And we're going to make a stand to display our cards. So we need to take your pipe cleaner and wrap it around your rock or your pebble. So just give it a little twist to keep it on. Tuck that little bit out of the way. To make it look nice, you can wrap it around your finger or one of your felt tips that you've been using to make it nice and curly. Like this. And then you just need to twist the end round so that you'll be able to set one of your cards inside it. So you might need an adult to help you with that little tricky bit. If you make a little part like this, that you can slide one of your cards in. I'm going to put my card which says God is good in on top, and hopefully it will hold it up. So that's our little display stand made for our cards. And you know what would be a really good idea to do with this? Each morning you could choose a different card to put in your little display stand, and you could read what it says on your card, and that will help you to remember lots of things that you have learned about God this week while we've been here on Mystery Island. And again, we would love to see photographs of your rock craft. We would love to see photographs of your colouring in sheets, and you can send those to us at our email address, which is hbc@ballybaptist.org. And remember, if you didn't have a craft pack, have a look on our Facebook page. We have lots of other fun things there that you can print out and do at home instead. It's time for me to go now, Islanders. But you can go and see what Matthew, Sarah, Caroline and Captain Crispy are up to. Bye!
Hello.
I will really miss Rhonda and her crafts. They have been so useful to remind us of what we've been learning about every day.
And remember, Islanders, if you've made the crafts at home, take a photograph, send them in, and we can feature them on Mystery Island, the extra shows tonight.
Do you know what else I've loved about Mystery Island?
What, Sarah?
All the little animals.
Ah, yes, the animal pals.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Speaking of animals, where did Trusty go? Ah, yes,
here's Trusty, guys. Meet Trusty the parrot.
Hi, Trusty.
Ah, Trusty is Captain Crispy's best friend.
Oh. Yes, but because before I realised I need to put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Trusty was my only friend. He was the person that stayed with me no matter what I did.
Trusty is lovely and all that. He's quite a nice bird. But we have to remember that God is the best friend you could ever have, and we can trust Him completely.
Exactly, Matthew. And you know what? I hope that all the Islanders do put their trust in the Lord Jesus this week.
Oh, and Camo is back to say goodbye to the island bird.
Aww.
Oh, hi Camo, little guy. Camo reminds us that even though he can change and we can change, God never changes. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And Flip the Flapjack Octopus, he reminded us that you can never hide from God. Even if you live at the bottom of the deep, dark ocean, God is everywhere and sees everything.
And Clark, where's Clark?
Ah! Here's Clark, and speaking of the ocean, Clark, although he is king of the ocean, God is king over everything.
And Jam, I'm so sorry I got stood on, little guy. But just like Jam, and he's called the immortal jellyfish, it reminds us that as Christians, if we believe in God, if we trust Jesus as our Saviour and ask Him for forgiveness for our sins, that we will go to heaven and we will never die either. We will live eternally with God. And that's just amazing.
Whoa, what a week we have had, Islanders. And I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you have learned loads about God. And don't forget, tonight is the last Mystery Island The Extra show. So if you've anything that you want to send in, your verse, maybe some singing, maybe your craft, or maybe you have questions, or maybe you have something that you want to tell us, something special that you've learned this week, or maybe you've actually come to trust in the one true God, please do write in and tell us. We would love to talk about it later on Mystery Island The Extras.
And it may also be your last time to win some of those amazing prizes, but I forgot to do something today. I forgot to tell a joke.
Oh, I love a joke. Okay, Captain Crispy, what's today's joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Annie.
Annie who?
Anybody for a swim?
Oh, dear me.
Well, I'm glad these jokes have come to an end.
I think somebody needs to write in and tell Captain Crispy some new jokes. Bye!